أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. خلق السماوات بغير عمد ترونها وألقى في الأرض رواسي أن تميد بكم وبث فيها من كل دابة وأنزلنا من السماء ماء فأنبتنا فيها من كل زوج كريم. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to us of lahw al-hadith, distracting amusements that are introduced by people in order to mislead others and in order to distance others from the way of Allah and from the way of righteousness and the path of piety. We spoke about the interpretation of lahw al-hadith. The broad meaning is that it refers to every type of distracting amusement. And according to certain Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, it's referring specifically to music. Music is lahw al-hadith. Naturally, it will distract one from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and create within one an aversion towards the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah number 10 of Surah Al-Qamar draws our attention to the heavens and how perfectly the heavens have been created. Allah says, خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ. Allah has created the heavens بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ, without any filling. Before we put up a structure, or before we put up a canopy, or a roof, or any type of a shelter, the first thing we think about are the pillars and the columns, and what that canopy or what the roof or what the shelter will take support. That's the first thing we plan, and that's the first thing we think about before even thinking about constructing the shelter and constructing the roof. How will the roof stand? How will the roof be kept? Will be kept raised up? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He has created the heavens. And the true reality of the heavens is known to Allah, because even today scientists have not explored majority of the cosmic world is still unexplored. With all the technology and with all the scientific research and so on and so forth, only a fraction of the cosmic world has been explored and has been researched. The vast majority of the cosmic world has not even been discovered. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the heavens that these heavens are a canopy. They are a roof. They are a shelter above the earth. خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ بِغَيْرِ عَمَلِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says without any pillar, without any support, without any column, nothing, absolutely nothing. Allah needs to keep the heavens raised and to prevent the heavens from collapsing onto earth. تَرَوْنَهَا. As you see, you yourself can see it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you can observe it with your eyes, with your naked eyes. This is something you can see. وَأَلْقَى فِي الْأَرْضِ. That's as far as the cosmic world is concerned and as far as the heavens are concerned. As for earth, on earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَلْقَى فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed mountains on earth, أَنْ تَبِيدَ بِكُمْ, lest it shakes with you. These mountains that you see, they serve a purpose. Everything that Allah has created serves a certain purpose and has an objective and a role to play. As far as the mountains are concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are pegs. They are pegs that prevent the earth from wobbling and prevent the earth from shaking. So these mountains have also been created as huge as they are and as great as they are. They have also been created to serve insan and to serve man. Imagine if you were living on this earth and the earth shakes or the earth wobbles. What would be the situation? Sometimes you experience a slight tremor as you already feel uncomfortable. Sometimes you are driving your vehicle, and perhaps a heavy vehicle drives past your vehicle, and that slight shake or that slight imbalance that we experience makes us so uncomfortable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same applies to turbulence if you are flying, and there's some turbulence that you experience, already you feel uncomfortable, and you already start experiencing a sense of agitation or a sense of apprehension, with a sense of fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the earth, had Allah not placed the mountains on the earth to peg it down and to keep it down, the earth would have shook and the earth would have been experiencing this type of turbulence and unrest. So Allah says, وَأَلْقَى فِي الْأَرْضِ, Allah has placed in the land رَوَاسِيَ, mountains, and تَبِيدَ بِكُمْ, lest the earth shakes with you. وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَّةٍ, Allah says, and He has spread out throughout the earth, He has spread out all types of creatures. All types of creatures. One of the most effective ways to reach Allah and to become and come closer to Allah is to take our time to ponder over the creation of Allah. Take our time to ponder over the creation of Allah. This is one of the most effective ways to bring us closer and bring us nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He sent down water from the heaven. فَأَنبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ كَرِيمٍ, Allah says, and then we cause to grow on earth all types of trees, all types of everything, of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is a noble tree, Zawjin Kareem, there is a noble tree. All types of creation, not only when it comes to the humankind. While you find trees amongst the humankind, you find the male and you find the female, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says like this, in every creature and every creation of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them all in pairs. هذا خلق الله, this is the creation of Allah. هذا خلق الله, if you want to see Allah's perfection, look at the perfect creation of Allah. Imagine how perfect Allah is. If this is the perfect and the blemishless creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can you imagine how perfect and how pure the Creator Himself is? هذا خلق الله, Allah says, this is the creation of Allah. فأروني ماذا خلق الذين من دوني, so show me what all those other gods besides Allah have created. You worship this god, and you worship that god, and you worship so and so, and you attribute divinity to this person, and to that person, and to this power. Show me what all those other gods have created besides Allah. بَلِ الظَّالِمُونَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, rather, the transgressors, referring to those who take other gods besides Allah, Allah says, but the transgressors, the ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ, are in clear error, and are in clear misguidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us in this name.